Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Adoption Focus. My name is Jennifer Jaworski and I am a social worker with Adoption Associates of Michigan. This is Adoption Associates' premier talk radio blog show. Adoption Associates and its staff are trusted leaders in adoption and have placed over 5,200 children into loving homes. Since 1990, we have advocated, supported, and nurtured both birth families and adoptive families, and helping both birth families and adoptive families grow through the adoption process is important to us. We have offices that are located in Jenison, Lansing, Farmington Hills, and the mid-Michigan Saginaw area, and our private adoption services are available throughout all of Michigan. One of Adoption Associates' commitments is to this weekly podcast, so we are very grateful to you for tuning in today. We hope that you find this forum to be inspirational, educational, and thought-provoking. We are continuing with our series of Meet the Staff of Adoption Associates. We are about three-fourths of the way there, maybe not quite that far, and this has been a really nice, refreshing change-up for our podcast series, and today we have with us Jeanette, who is from our Farmington Hills office, and she's going to talk a little bit about her work and role in adoption and the experience that she's had with the agency. So I'd like to welcome Jeanette to the show.
Hi, Jennifer. Thanks.
Good morning. Thank you for taking some time out of what I know is a busy schedule to be with us. And I think we'll just jump right in here, Jeanette, and get you to start by talking to us about your role and your work with Adoption Associates.
Well, I first began working at AAI about 16 years ago, and I worked here for about 10 years at that time. And during that time, my role would have been primarily with adoptive families, so I was an adoptive family caseworker. So I would complete like domestic and international home studies and then be able to go back in the home and do the post-placement visits. And then I left AAI to pursue some other things for a few years, and I honestly just missed working in adoption a lot. And so I returned to AAI and was hired back in June of 2017. And my role again was primarily, you know, to work with adoptive families, but also I began helping at that point with like some of the marketing tasks and projects in our Farmington Hills office, which I've really enjoyed. And then just 4 months ago, I added birth mom caseworker to my role as well. So currently I'm kind of seeing both sides of adoption and work with adoptive families still and with birth moms, and then still help with some of the marketing projects. I also do some of the search and reunion, which, for example, just means when we have an adult adoptee contact us who was adopted through us, I just guide them through the process of requesting identifying information of their birth parents. That's primarily my role now. Yeah.
I like how you say primarily your role, because you've just touched on about everything that we do in our organization.
Oh, not really.
Yeah. I want to just take a second, though, Jeanette, to delve a little bit deeper into when you talk about marketing tasks, this concept of marketing in the nonprofit world, particularly in a social services organization that focuses on adoption, might be something that's confusing for some of our listeners. Mm-hmm. Could you elaborate a little bit on what it is that you're talking about when you talk about marketing roles or tasks that you have?
Sure. So just some of the marketing we've done, like in the past year or so, can be geared towards prospective birth moms, or it can be geared toward prospective adoptive families. You know, we do have a great need right now for adoptive families, and so we get the word out in a couple different ways. We might meet with large churches. We put on like a information meeting called Explore Adoption. We've got that coming up again in November. And towards prospective birth moms, it could be we've done mailings. We've done where we stop in to different places like crisis pregnancy centers. I've even done like different abortion clinics for those that would, you know, take our information for some of their clients that might want that. We've done different school-based health clinics. Those are just a few that kind of stick out in my head. But,
and obviously, yeah, you're so here. We're talking about the goal of community awareness, just globally speaking, and then spreading the word about adoption as an option for women who find themselves in an unplanned pregnancy. So, yeah, and it's such a huge part of what we feel is important, not just promotion of the agency, but promotion of adoption as an option and providing that community education and outreach. So it's a huge part of what you do, and I know our agency as well. So thanks for talking about that.
Sure.
I want to shift gears for just a little bit and see if you would mind telling us a little bit about yourself on a more personal level outside of Adoption Associates.
Sure. So my husband, John, and I have been married for, it'll be 24 years this December. We have two wonderful daughters, Caitlin and Carissa. Caitlin, it's hard to believe, but she's 16 and a junior in high school. Carissa is 14 now and is a freshman. So I'm still adjusting to the fact of two high schoolers. But they really keep John and I pretty busy, kind of with all of what they are involved in, which I really wouldn't have it any other way. I feel like I stay really busy with just keeping up with the two of them. I spend a lot of my free time attending volleyball games year-round, voice lessons, piano lessons. So just they're involved in a lot of things. And I'm also involved in our church and then volunteering as much as I can at their school. It's a little bit about me.
Awesome. Thank you. You do also have a personal connection to adoption. Would you mind talking about that a little bit and maybe how that has impacted your work?
Sure. Yeah, I'd love to. I love talking about that. John and I adopted each of our girls when they were just newborns, and it was through domestic adoption. I think, to answer your question, I think it's impacted my work probably in a couple different ways, but I have found that the adoptive families that I've worked with over the years really seem to appreciate the fact that I know what it's like to personally go through the home study process, which can be nerve-wracking for a lot of people, and that I've personally experienced adoption. I think also because my daughters are a little older now, I have over 16 years of a variety of experiences that I find myself taking from when I'm educating adoptive families. So, for example, you know, I'm often asked by adoptive families, well, how did you and your husband handle it when, you know, such and such happened? Or, and I in my very first meeting with adoptive families during the home study process, I tell them I always feel like it's only fair that I tell you a little bit about myself because I get to know the two of you so well. And I just briefly tell them, you know, about the fact I'm an adoptive mom and a little bit about how the girls came to us. And then I tell them, you know, there's things about their story that, you know, they don't care if we share. And so I tell the families, you know, if they think of questions on things like that, like how did you and your husband handle this or that, whether it was during the waiting period or when you first met birth mom or, you know, in raising the girls, you know. And so I tell them they can always ask me and I'll let them know if maybe it's a question that I probably the girls wouldn't want me to share or answer. But a lot of times it's just information that I can share with them, like personally this is what we did or personally this is what I wish I wouldn't have done, you know, maybe mistakes that we've made along the way. So.
That's fantastic that you have that perspective, and I'm sure that you do get a lot of questions about that too. Do you have a particular aspect of the work or your role in adoption that you would say is your favorite?
Overall, I truly feel like it's a privilege to have a role, any part, you know, in growing a family through adoption. I truly do see it as a privilege, and I've just always enjoyed getting to know the adoptive couples during the home study process, and I think more than anything, I've enjoyed the educating part, just educating them on a variety of topics related to adoption. And now, since beginning my work with birth moms, I've been able to see both sides, like I said, of adoption, which again is such a privilege, I believe. And I've enjoyed so much my time with the birth moms I've worked with these past 4 months, just to be able to get to know them and why she wants to plan adoption for her baby, what is important to her in an adoptive family, and then to be able to call the adoptive family she's chosen and tell them they've been picked by her is just, it's amazing. So I enjoy probably those things the most.
So when we're talking about working with women who are finding themselves in unplanned pregnancies and who are considering adoption, and as you said, it's a relatively newer role for you in comparison to the other roles that you've played in with the agency and in the process, what has been your takeaway from this aspect of the work so far, or something that really has either surprised you or that you've been in awe of?
That's a great question. I think it honestly has just solidified what I knew about each of my own daughter's birth moms, which was that planning adoption was truly the most difficult decision they had ever made up to that point in their lives. But they were choosing adoption because they wanted more for them than what they could provide for them at that point. And I've seen that over and over again here, that it's honestly the most selfless decision a woman can make. And, you know, I've seen it where they wish so badly that they could parent the baby, but because they want to do what they feel is the absolute best for their baby, you know, truly a mother's heart, you know, that's what us mothers do, is we want to do what's best for our kids, and that they want to do what's best for their baby, and so they end up choosing adoption because of their particular current situation and scenario. So I think it's just solidified that for me with the women I've been working with.
Absolutely. And you mentioned earlier that you've been with the agency on and off. I mean, you were with the agency for about 10 years and you've been back now for a few years. So I'm curious to hear your perspective on what you love the most about Adoption Associates.
Well, I really love that adoption is all we do. And I think that it has helped us become experts at what we do. I really believe that, and that's what I've seen. I also love the education that we require of adoptive families. I have to say, I know not every agency does that, and I think that helps us stand out, again, as a great agency and an expert in what we do. I know as an adoptive parent how valuable the education was and still is to me. And so I love that our staff truly have a passion for adoption, because I believe it shows in the quality work that we each do, whether it is with adoptive families or with birth parents.
Absolutely. You're talking about that preparation and education, and you're right. It does really make a difference. And sometimes families are, you know, a little leery about that in the beginning. And then, you know, at the end of the process, it's kind of like that aha moment when they recognize the value of the information that they now have in preparing them for that. So we are at the end of our podcast for today for Jeanette, and so I very much appreciate, again, you coming on and opening up a little bit with us about your personal experiences as well as your work with Adoption Associates.
You're welcome. Sure.
So thanks for that. For those of you that are listening and interested in connecting with Adoption Associates, we would love to hear from you. You can give us a call at 800-677-2367. You can also connect with us through the website at adoptionassociates.net. Adoption Associates can also be reached through Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We, again, thank all of our listeners for being in support of Adoption Focus Podcast. And do remember that we are live on Tuesdays at 11. We will continue this series of Meet the Staff of Adoption Associates next week in a conversation with Laura, who is in our Jenison office. So we're looking forward to that. A big thanks again today for Jeanette's time. And we hope that you continue to tune in. For now, this is Jennifer on Adoption Focus. I hope you all have a great day. Bye-bye.